if Joe Biden were to step aside from the presidential race, it wouldn't be the first time we have seen this. I can think of 1968 when Lyndon Johnson decided not to seek re-election when he had the opportunity. First off, what was behind LBJ's decision to not seek another term as president?
My understanding of that is that he was looking at things like Vietnam in particular, and looking at things on the domestic side that were changing in large part because of Vietnam. Chiefly, his domestic legislation wasn't really moving because so much of the focus was abroad. So I think that he saw the race as unwinnable and sought to bow out.
Hubert Humphrey ended up winning the nomination that year. The 68 Democratic campaign, that was turbulent to begin with protesters outside the convention hall in Chicago. But inside the convention floor, what was it like trying to determine a nominee to run on the Democratic side?
It was chaos, I think, would be one explanation for that. Now, there were a lot of things going on. It wasn't just the sort of side that wanted to continue the war, Humphrey, versus the more anti-war Democrats, I think most closely identified with George McGovern. It was also the fact that, you know, Mayor Daley and his sort of machine politics had infused the floor, and they were trying to put their thumb on the scale. So if you've not seen tapes from that particular incident, it's illuminating. So I guess chaos would probably be the best way to describe that.
And and Hubert Humphrey ended up becoming the candidate in 1960 on the Democratic side. How tough of a campaign did Hubert Humphrey have to muster up support against Richard Nixon in 1968?
I mean, the commentaries I've seen on it suggest that, you know, even though he made it through and secured the nomination, the one commentary I like to refer to said that it was a broken prize, which is to say that, you know, he faced a Democratic Party that was divided against itself. He faced a more unified Republican Party and, went on to defeat because of those kinds of factors.
And if Joe Biden were to not seek re-election before the Democratic convention, what parallels could we see from 1968 in 2024?
I don't know that we'd expect to see a repeat of 68 necessarily. Like I said, there were a lot of other things going on at the same time that made that a particularly difficult time. But I do think you would have lots of infighting that, of course, gets broadcast over and over again, and that becomes the narrative of that campaign. So no matter who emerges from that, I still think they have to deal with the fact that they're facing something of a broken party, and they're facing, you know, being behind the time in the sense that there's time that they could have coalesced around a candidate, that they're not out there campaigning, they're not out there doing the kinds of things they need to do to get their message out. So I don't know if there's a direct parallel, but I certainly think some of the same problems would plague them this time around as well.
And 50 years ago, Richard Nixon resigned in the wake of Watergate. Gerald Ford took over. 2 years later, he ran against Jimmy Carter for election in 76. How tough was it for Ford to get under the shadow of Nixon and Watergate to try and win an election on his own?
I think it was fairly determinative, particularly given that he had pardoned Nixon for any crimes that he might have committed. So I think he tied himself fairly firmly to Nixon in that particular act. And so I don't know that he really stood much of a chance at that point, coupled with other things that were going on and some sort of own goals on his own part where he appeared to be out of touch with the electorate. So I think that, you know, there's some lessons that we can learn from that as well.
And what are some of those lessons?
Well, I mean, you asked Gerald Ford what he took away from his losing campaign. His response was somewhat cheekily, "Always shuck your tamales," which referred to an incident where he was at a festival and he just started digging in husk and all. And so it painted this image of somebody as really, really out of touch with his base, out of touch with the people. And so I think that Democrats maybe would be wise to heed that comment in the sense that there's, you know, on social media, which of course is not reality, there's some rumblings about how people are upset that there was this democratic process and then Democrats seem poised to just kind of throw that away. So if you're in favor of Joe Biden, this doesn't really fit well with you and maybe it's not a good look.